Kumpara sa ibang bansa, ang antas ng diborsyo sa Australia ay mataas. Base sa mga data ng Australian Bureau of Statistics o ABS noong taong 2012, 40% ng mga kasal ay nagtapos sa diborsyo. Sa pag-iisip ng diborsyo, ang pagsasagawa ng maagang desisyon ay makapagpapagaan sa pagdurusa. Narito ang ulat. Ang no-fault divorce o pagdidiborsyo nang hindi na kailangan pa ng bawat mag-asawa na ipakita ang kamalian o pagkakasala ay unang inihain ng mga Bolshevik pagkatapos ng Russian Revolution noong taong 1917. Pagkatapos ng 6 na dekada, sumunod ang Australia. Itinatag ng The Family Law Act 1975 ang prinsipyo ng no-fault divorce sa batas ng Australia. Ito ay nangangahulugang hindi na dapat pang patunayan pa ng hukom kung sino sa mag-asawa ang dahilan sa pagkasira ng pag-aasawa. Iniulat ng Australian Institute of Family Studies na habang karamihan sa mga Australiano ay naniniwalang madaling makakuha ng divorce, kaunti lamang ang naniniwala na dapat magsama ang mag-asawa kung ang pag-aasawa nila ay nauuwi sa di kasiyahan. Sinabi ng dating abogado at nagtatag ng Separation and Divorce Advisors Jacqueline Wharton, ang isang taong paghihiwalay ay sapat ng dahilan para magkaroon ng diborsyo ayon sa batas ng Australia. Subalit ikaw ay dapat nakasal ng 2 taon bago ka makapag-apply ng diborsyo sa Australia.
And you could have separation under the same roof, but mostly it's separation in separate houses is obviously the easiest way to prove that you've been separated. And once you've been separated for 12 months, then you're entitled to apply for divorce. And there doesn't have to be any blame or any other circumstances.
Maaari ka mag-apply ng diborsyo ng kahit ikaw lamang, kahit hindi sumasang-ayon ang iyong partner, maging anuman ang dahilan, maging pang-reliyon man o pang-kultura. Sinabi ni Jacqueline Wharton, ang no-fault divorce ay nagbibigay sa mga tao ng mas maraming kalayaan na magpasya sa kung ano ang tama para sa kanila at kanilang mga pamilya. Subalit sinabi niya, kung pinag-iisipan mo ang diborsyo, mas kapayo-payo na magkaroon ka ng 3 magkakaibang plano. Ang una ay planong pananalapi.
First thing that we really do is help people come up with a budget, a very detailed budget, which includes all of their kids' costs and all of their everyday costs, as well as their annual costs like car registration and whatever else, and also looking at what their assets and all their debts are. And that includes superannuation, any assets that are held in their own name or held jointly as a couple, or that they're ex-owned, because all of those assets and debts go into the pool to be divided once you start working on your financial agreement or your financial settlement.
Pinapayo ni Wharton na kumuha ka ng anumang record ng pananalapi, mga bank account, tax returns sa nakalipas na 3 taon.
One thing that we always stress to our clients is to remember that your ex will be entitled to see your personal bank account. So we do have people saying to us, well, I might just put money aside into this and spend it this way or that way. But just remember, during the court process, your ex is actually entitled to see all of those bank accounts and they'll see where you've been spending your money. So just be really careful on that.
Sinabi ni Jacqueline Wharton na sa pakikitungo sa mga pananalapi, kailangan mong mag-isip para sa katagalan.
So in summary, in your financials, just remember, try and prepare. Look at everything. Look at your day-to-day expenses. Look at your ongoing expenses. Try and look at what money you will need in the future. It's not just today that you need to be worried about, but if you want to keep the house, how are you going to pay the mortgage and any other expenses associated with that?
Ang pangalawang plano ay kaugnay sa mga anak ng inyong asawa. Kung walang mandato mula hukom, ang pag-aalaga sa mga bata ay base sa negosasyon ng inyong mag-asawa. Sinabi ni Wharton, mahalaga na tandaan na wala kayong mga karapatan sa pagiging magulang at ganoon din ang inyong asawa.
The only people that have rights in the family law system are the children. And they have a right to know both their parents. Most of the time, unless there's been a sort of a history of violence or abuse, children are entitled to see and spend significant time with each parent to get to know them.
Sa Australia, bawat taon, Mahigit 50,000 bata sa gulang 18 at pababa ay nakakaranas ng pagdidiborsyo ng kanilang mga magulang. Ang pakikipagnegosasyon kung paano mamumuhay ang mga bata sa kanilang mga magkahiwalay na magulang ay kadalasay isang masalamuot na sitwasyon. Sinabi ni Jacqueline Wharton, ang mahalaga sa mga magulang ay tapikin ang kanilang pagiging magulang at gumawa ng paraan kung ano ang makakabuti para sa mga bata.
We really encourage people to think about the kids' schedules and think about really how the kids are going to work between the houses and to sit down with your ex and work out how you're actually going to tell the children about what's happened. The kids just want to feel safe and loved by both of you. So coming up with a plan before you actually tell the children, we think that that's a significant and a really great thing to do.
Sinabi ng ulat ng Australian Institute of Family Studies, ang mga Australianong kababaihan kaysa sa kalalakian ay mas magsisimula ng pagkilos sa diborsyo at tapusin na ang pag-aasawa. At sa huli, ang ikatlong plano ay hinggil sa puso. Sinabi ni Jacqueline Wharton, kailangan mo ng plano para harapin ang emosyonal na bahagi ng separasyon.
Separation has so many highs and lows, and we find that people who are clearer about who they want to be in their divorce have less regrets going forward. Having less regrets really means that you're going to heal from this really horrible part of your life. Yeah, it's one of the key things that people need in order to move on.
Sinabi ni Wharton, ang mga pasyal ng mga tao kaugnay sa diborsyo ay base sa kanilang mga value o pinangangalagahan at kung anong uri ng divorce story na kanilang nais ipaabot sa ibang tao.
Whether they want to be a victim or whether they want to be seen as balanced and how they want to be seen by their children in 5 years. If you can think about all of those things and you can look at yourself in the mirror each night and think, I'm proud of how I was today and how I behaved, then you're a long way to healing and moving on with your life.
Sa panahon ng diborsyo, ang mga tao ay dapat suportahan. Sinabi ni Jacqueline Wharton, ang kauna-unahang tao na kabilang sa iyong support team ay iyong sarili.
And that means that when you're feeling good, and there will be times when people feel really good in divorce, they feel, I'm in control of this, I can do anything. And during those times, we really advise people to get as much done around the house or at work or whatever that they can. Cook all the meals, do all the washing, do whatever you can, because there will be times when you'll be feeling low and you won't be feeling like that. So the fact that you can get out a frozen meal from your freezer will help you indefinitely.
Sinabi pa ni Wharton, ang diborsyo at paghihiwalay ay isang paglalakbay at sinasakop nila ang maraming aspeto ng iyong buhay. At ito ang huling payo ng divorce advisor.
Look after yourself and find the ways to do that. Make sure you get across your finances. Prepare. Think about your immediate needs, financial needs, but also think about your future needs. And make sure you look after your kids. A good support team is great. A good lawyer, a good psychologist, a good advisor, a GP, some good friends that you can have a laugh with. Looking after yourself, getting some exercise and making sure you eat well and sleeping as much as you can. That's a recipe for a good divorce as far as we're concerned.
7 billion stories and counting. SBS Radio.